This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand yesterday. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Women's Reservation Bill is the need of the hour. In a social media post yesterday, sharing the letter of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Shah said that this is the rightful due of the Nari Shakti to contribute to policy making and empower the nation. He added that the Modi government is resolved to bring in and implement this legislation. Mr. Shah noted that this is a change that should certainly take place for the better without delay. He expressed hope that everyone will step forward and support this historic move. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purab Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madhathukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. Uttar Pradesh government has increased wages of labourers by up to around 3,000 rupees in unskilled, semi-skilled and skilled categories, resulting in 21% increase in Gautam Buddh Nagar and Ghaziabad. The high-level committee constituted on the instructions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced the interim increase in minimum wages yesterday. The decision came following the unrest witnessed in Noida over the pay hike demand by the workers. India has delivered 13 tons of BCG vaccines and other medical aid to Afghanistan to augment its child immunization program against tuberculosis. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment was delivered to Afghanistan's Ministry of Public Health. In Chhattisgarh, at least 13 workers have been killed and 21 others injured after a steam-carrying tube connected to a boiler exploded at a Vedanta Limited power plant in Sakti district. District police said yesterday, the plant is located in Singhanterai village of Dhabra block. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals. Police and administrative teams rushed to the spot soon after receiving information and are engaged in relief and rescue operations. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai expressed grief over the incident and announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees to the kin of each deceased workers and rupees 50,000 to those injured. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs to record their second consecutive victory at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai yesterday. After putting on 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, CSK restricted KKR to 160 runs with 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.